and sometimes just keep
quiet.
If you've been working pretty hard, you might say you're very
tired.
If you're very, very tired, you might say you're all
worn out.
If a person has been quite well, and you hear that suddenly they've some disease, you might say, last night she You might say she looked all right yesterday, and last night she
got sick.
But she'll be up and again by
tomorrow.
If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you might say last night he
caught cold.
If it affected his voice, you might say he is
hoarse.
If I did this, I went, I would have a little
cough.
I should go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sick.
And sometimes if I'm tired, I just feel a little
worn out.
At 6 o'clock, I'll
get up.
And at 11 o'clock p.m., I might
go to bed.
If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
The patient might answer, I some yesterday.
Took some yesterday.
And I'll
take some tomorrow.
If you can't hear anything at all, you might say you're stone
deaf.
If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he a lot.
Perspired a lot.
A discharging sore that comes to a head, you would call a
boil.
When a boil opens, the stuff you drain out is its is
pus.
If you have some infection in your hand, so that your hand got bigger and bigger, you might say my hand
is infected.
And the bee stung me and my hand has
swollen.
If it's not infected, it probably won't much.
Hurt much.
Or if you wanted to indicate that it wouldn't get bigger and bigger, you might say
won't swell.
If you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is
water.
In the war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you might say you have a
bullet wound.
A kind of skinless growth in a wound that has to be burned out, you might call a kind of flesh. Would you ever call that proud flesh?
Well, I've heard the term proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. Would do you know what it means?
No.
If you get a little cut in your finger, what might you put on it to avoid infection?
Mercurochrome, iodine, methylate.
Something sometimes given as a tonic for malaria would be
quinine.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he